ABC Radio Australia.
Embarrassing and uncomfortable. That's how some women describe the feeling of getting a pap smear. And while the process is quick and usually painless, many can still find it awkward, especially in Pacific communities that place particular value on modesty and privacy. But cervical cancer researchers say new technologies might be able to both minimise the embarrassment and increase access to screening by allowing women to collect their own samples. It's often preventable and yet still one of the biggest cancer killers for Pacific women. Compounding the lack of resources and awareness is often an embarrassment about the procedure of cervical screening itself.
The embarrassment and the difficulty of going to see a health practitioner or someone to actually get cervical screening done is probably the biggest barrier to women doing it, other than it not being available for them.
Jo Toomer is the CEO of the Australian Cervical Cancer Foundation, which also delivers programs to the Pacific. He says that a relatively new testing method means women can now collect the cervical swab themselves.
They give them the kit, they explain what they need to do, and then a woman can go to a private area and actually insert a small brush sort of thing instead of having to have a doctor do it for it. So it's a lot less embarrassing, it's a lot less painful sort of a process.
It's a bit of a game changer because we can now bring these tests easily into the community. Women who are often shy and find this a very private thing can take those samples in their own privacy, and this really helps to enable a successful screening program.
Marilyn Hibmer is an associate professor at the University of Otago's Department of Pathology. She's just returned from Samoa, where she met with people across the region to discuss better cervical cancer prevention programs. At the top of the list of technology that could help is the self-collection swab.
We've, through this project, been able to support a Samoan medical doctor to do a research study. She went out into the communities in Samoa and she asked women how they would feel about this type of approach, and it was very widely acceptable. And similarly, she also went to healthcare workers and they were also very positive about this approach.
The swab is used in conjunction with a test for human papillomavirus, the cause of most cervical cancers. The test is much more sensitive than traditional pap smears and can detect an increased risk of cervical cancer through the presence of HPV in the swab. And instead of a pathologist, which many Pacific countries don't have, the test can be performed by a machine and operated by someone without specialist medical knowledge.
Within 1 hour, he has a test result that tells that woman that she may have, that she either has HPV 16, 18, other high-risk types, or she's HPV negative. And a woman who's HPV negative has at least 5 years guaranteed where she doesn't need to be retested.
There's still room for improvement. Dr. Hipman says at $17 a test, the cost could still be a barrier for many Pacific women, and Samoa still doesn't have an HPV vaccination program. But she says the political will is there to lower the rates of cervical cancer in the Pacific.
Most people in some of these countries where there's such a high burden of disease, that they know a sister or a mother or a grandmother who's died of a disease due to a cancer that's down there. So it's a big issue. There's a real will, and I think when we visited this time, we had a real sense from everyone the time is right that this has to happen.